This is Ozarks at Large. This week on the air and at our webpage, ozarksatlarge.com, we're listening to portions of the debate between Senator Blanche Lincoln and Congressman John Bozeman held last week at the Peabody Hotel in downtown Little Rock. Bozeman, a Republican congressman from the 3rd District, is challenging Lincoln. She's seeking a third term in the U.S. Senate. So far this week, we've heard answers to questions asked by the 4 members on the journalist panel. But the second half of the debate allowed the candidates to ask questions to each other. The idea, developed by debate organizer Roby Brock, was an attempt to have the Democrat and Republican engage in a discussion about the issues. On this edition of Ozarks, a question asked by John Bozeman to Blanche Lincoln, her response, and the following conversation about health care. It was one of the most spirited exchanges of the afternoon.
I think, Senator Lincoln, knowing as you do now that there's almost universal discontent, almost universal opposition to the health care bill, the Obamacare that was passed, would you still cast the deciding vote for Obamacare?
You know, for 3 decades, we have been working hard to reform health care in this country. And certainly for the last, I think, 10 years, we have been looking at ways that we can do a better job with the delivery of health care. We have the greatest doctors and nurses, research and hospitals in the world, but the logistics of our delivery system are broken, and we've got to change that. We've got to move from a system that reimburses for volume to one that reimburses for value. And I heard from people over these last 10 years, I have heard from people day in and day out from Arkansas, small businesses who said we cannot afford health care anymore. From single moms who said, my kid, I'm trying to put them through school, I can't keep them on my insurance anymore because they're over age. You're hearing from folks who get dumped from their health insurance because they get sick, or they can't get health insurance because of pre-existing condition. Well, let me tell you, the 4 things that I went in there to work hard to make change. 1, people told me they wanted no government health care, and I stopped it. I did not support the public option, and I stopped that government health care. Small businesses told me they needed help, and what did I do? I worked hard to bring about a plan that would actually have allow them to have access to the same kind of health care that you and I have. And I think that's going to be great for small businesses. They wanted me to protect Medicare, and that's exactly what we did. We added 12 years of solvency to the Medicare Trust Fund. We're going to create greater efficiencies in Medicare so that people in Arkansas will get the full benefit that seniors in other parts of the country are getting a more lucrative benefit. People are guaranteed under this law the core Medicare benefit, 100% of that core benefit. People wanted insurance reform, and that's exactly what we've got in this bill. We've got making sure that people cannot get dropped from their plans, that they cannot be denied because of pre-existing condition. The fact is, this is a complicated issue. This is not a perfect bill. It's going to take us time. I'm one of the only Democrats that's a co-sponsor of Senator Johann's amendment to repeal the 1099 piece on small businesses. Where there are places to correct in this bill, I will, and work hard to make it better. But the fact is, in hearing from Arkansans, there were a lot of things that we needed to do, and I think we've gotten started on it.
Congressman Bozeman, you may respond to that.
The only thing I would say is that I was in Congress also listening to the will of the people of Arkansas. The calls that I got were probably 99-1 against this bill because seniors figured out immediately that you couldn't cut $500 billion from Medicare, add 30% more patients. Something had to give, and that's the quality of care. Small business figured out that the mandates that are going to come down on them. I was with a manufacturer in Fort Smith last week or a couple weeks ago. He told me that this bill would cost them $2 million. They can't afford that. They're looking to lay off 50 people. They will take and mechanize. And the sad thing about that is those jobs will never come back. Restaurant owner, many restaurants, 900 people. He said in 2014 this bill will cost them $1 million a year. They're not making that kind of money now. And as a result, he doesn't know if his company will survive. This bill is a job killer. And the sad thing is we're spending $1.5 trillion. There's absolutely nothing in this bill to control costs. And so the state of Arkansas, Governor Beebe tells us that it's going to cost us $200 million a year with the mandate that we're going to have to expand Medicaid. Where's that money going to come from? The state doesn't have it. Is it going to come out of schools? Is it going to come out of roads? Much of it probably will come out of provider pay, which, again, is decreased quality of care. So I agree. Pre-existing conditions, the idea that you lose your job and you lose your insurance is wrong. We need to solve those problems. But this bill is not the right approach. This bill is a bad bill. It's a job killer. And I think overwhelmingly we're seeing that not only in Arkansas, but throughout the country.
I'll give you both an opportunity to respond.
Okay, great. You know, if you're a small business of 50 or less, you're exempt from any mandates. And I think that's really important when you look at the number of small businesses across our state and where they lie. Medicare is absolutely strengthened in this bill. There is no doubt all of the estimates have shown us that we add 12 years of longevity insolvency to the Medicare Trust Fund. The fact is what we do is equalize. Right now, our seniors and you and I are subsidizing Medicare patients in other states to get a more lucrative benefit than Arkansans do under Medicare. And so what we do is remove that and create a greater balance among all Medicare beneficiaries across the nation. And I think it's important to fight for those tax dollars for Arkansans, that they get their fair share and that it doesn't go to subsidize other seniors in other states. There's $132 billion worth of deficit reduction in the first 10 years and $1 trillion worth of deficit reduction in the second 10 years of this bill. Medicaid is paid for. We worked hard to make sure that the states would agree with us and work with us. The first 5 years of the Medicaid expansion is 100% paid for by the federal government. And the second 5 years of the Medicaid expansion, 99% of that is paid for by the federal government. I would just simply ask, if we're not going to do something, we're just going to continue the status quo. Is that appropriate? Is it appropriate for us to continue on the road that we are on right now? I'm perfectly willing to look for solutions and to change the things in this complicated bill that may not be right. I've already stood up and been willing to do that. But the fact is doing nothing is going to strap our industries and our businesses. We now already pay twice as much as the other 26 industrialized nations we compete with in this world. And we just can't continue to create jobs and keep them in this country if we're going to spend 16 to 17% of our GDP on the cost of health care.
Congressman Bozeman, last word.
Well, I would just disagree in the sense that you know, certainly something needs to be done. But the idea that we've got to do something, and that's the solution, I think is what's wrong with government. We've got a bill that's thousands of pages. The regulators are going to come in, add many more. And instead of controlling cost, if anything, what we're seeing is cost soar, cost escalate. Now, don't ask me. Ask your employers what this is going to do to you as far as how the health care bill is going to affect your particular business. Evidently, Governor Beebe misspoke that it won't cost the state $200 million a year. I don't think that's true. I think it is going to cost the state $200 million. We're going to have to come up with that money at some point. Ask your rural hospital administrator what this bill is going to do to you. What's going to happen is that businesses very quickly are going to figure out it's cheaper to pay the government fine. They'll move their people into the government subsidized program. Cost will soar. And as a result of that, you got to control cost. You do that through consolidation. You do it through rationing. You can look at our VA system. We got two great VA hospitals. I'm on the VA committee. I work hard to make sure they're that way. But we've only got two. And as this thing goes forward and costs do soar, every community is not going to have a hospital. We're going to lose a lot of community hospitals. And again, don't ask me, Senator Lincoln. Ask your community hospital administrators, and they'll tell you that that's the facts. The problem is you lose your community hospital. Those are the best-paying jobs in town. You lose your doctors. That's the first thing that retirees and businesses look at when they're going to settle. And pretty soon you lose your community.
Congressman John Bozeman and Senator Blanche Lincoln at last week's debate in Little Rock. Tomorrow, another question and the answers from that debate. And you can hear more questions, answers, and discussion from the debate each day this week at OzarksAtLarge.com. The debate was organized and moderated by Roby Brock of TalkBusiness.net. Support for Roby Brock's coverage of Arkansas business and politics is provided by Hendricks College, a residential undergraduate liberal arts college. Learn more at hendricks.edu/odyssey. And the Little Rock National Airport at fly-lit.com, where travelers can book air, car, and hotel reservations online, track flights, and check the weather. Mobile phone access is also available at fly-lit.com/mobile. And Bank of the Ozarks, offering the tools and services to make Arkansas businesses work. More information is available at bankozarks.com.